Caffeine may slow cellular aging by activating a protective stress response. That jolt you feel from your morning coffee isn't just hitting your brain, it's reaching deep into your cells and flipping biological switches that could help you age more slowly. Recent research suggests caffeine acts like a personal trainer for our cells, stressing them just enough to activate the same longevity pathways triggered by hitting the gym or cutting calories. In a sense, a bit of stress is beneficial. John Patrick Ullau, a postdoctoral research scientist and the lead author of the study, told the Epoch Times. The cellular machinery behind longevity. The study, published in Microbial Cell, discovered that caffeine induces a stress-like response in cells, activating a longevity pathway called AMP-activated protein kinase. AMPK functions like a cellular fuel gauge. When energy runs low or during times of stress, AMPK activates, forcing cells to conserve resources, repair damage, and clean up faulty components by recycling parts of themselves. In biology, too much stress harms cells, but small amounts can actually help them adapt and repair, preventing damage from piling up. Over time, this helps tissues stay healthier, which supports a longer lifespan. Our research, at least in terms of caffeine, suggests that AMPK gets turned on because caffeine is exerting some sort of stress on the cells, Ullau said. Ullau noted that the little stress exerted by caffeine on yeast cells switches on protective genes and keeps cells in repair mode, preventing damage from building up and extending their lifespan. He likened it to having a mechanic with you at all times to catch problems early. Caffeine's natural activation of this pathway suggests it could be a valuable nutritional tool. Something as common as your morning coffee could eventually play a role in how we design diets or treatments to improve long-term health and potentially support cancer therapies, said Dr. Thomas M. Holland, a physician scientist and assistant professor at the Rush Institute for Healthy Aging, who isn't part of the study. The researchers used fish and yeast cells for their experiments. While the findings cannot be directly applied to humans, yeast have similar cellular pathways that work similarly to human cells. Holland noted that while the study used yeast and didn't provide specific intake recommendations for humans, other research supports moderate caffeine consumption. Potential risks of caffeine-induced stress. While caffeine's mild stress on cells helps trigger processes tied to a longer lifespan, like making them divide earlier and at smaller sizes, this same response can also make cells more vulnerable to DNA damage because it gives them less time to catch and fix problems before multiplying, allowing damage to slip through more easily. This poses particular risks for people with genetic conditions such as ataxia telangiectasia, who have difficulty repairing DNA damage. If you have ATM mutations, caffeine is probably not good for you, Ullau said. But if you are healthy and you don't have these mutations, then it is because you are turning on the stress and your DNA repair machinery is then being turned on. However, Ullau noted that significant questions remain about how caffeine's effects translate from yeast cells to humans. In people, AMPK is more complex, with different forms found in different tissues like the heart and skeletal muscle. Ullau said that the AMPK system, while protective in healthy cells, may also help cancer cells survive under metabolic stress. How much caffeine is best for longevity? Multiple large-scale studies have linked coffee consumption to longer, healthier lives. A recent study of nearly 50,000 women over 30 years found that those who drank about 315 milligrams of caffeine daily, roughly 1.5 large cups of coffee, were more likely to age healthily, free from major chronic diseases. Another study published in the Journal of Nutrition found that people who drink 1 to 3 cups of coffee daily have a 15% lower risk of death compared to non-coffee drinkers. The study also showed that coffee's health benefits diminish when it is paired with sugar and saturated fats, such as those in many dairy-based creamers. Typically around 200 to 400 milligrams per day, or roughly 2 to 4 cups of coffee, both safe and potentially beneficial for most adults, Holland said. Holland emphasized that caffeine is most beneficial when included as part of a balanced lifestyle, particularly one that combines a mostly plant-based diet and regular physical activity. He noted that natural sources of caffeine, such as coffee and tea, also provide polyphenol and antioxidants, which may help reduce inflammation, improve metabolism, and lower oxidative stress, factors linked to reduced cancer risk. Like Holland, Melissa Matry, a registered dietitian and nutrition writer, recommends people stay away from supplements and energy drinks. Some energy drinks and supplements contain a more concentrated form of caffeine, such as caffeine anhydrous, which can provide a significantly larger and more potent dose of caffeine than what is found in a cup of coffee. Matry also noted that while more research is needed, a moderate amount of caffeine may help protect healthy cells during cancer treatment by reducing the potential damage caused by therapies like chemotherapy. Caffeine turns on AMPK, and AMPK is a really important target because it gets turned on by calorie restriction and exercise, and we know that calorie restriction and exercise are proven to extend lifespan, Alao said. Other longevity solutions. Caffeine isn't the only compound linked to a longer lifespan through these cellular pathways. Other substances in diets are already known to target the same longevity-enhancing systems. Rapamycin, for example, directly inhibits target of rapamycin complex 1, a protein complex that helps control how cells grow and respond to nutrients, slowing down the cell's growth machinery. Metformin, a widely used diabetes drug that improves insulin sensitivity, doesn't act directly on TRC1, but instead lowers the cell's energy state, which in turn activates AMPK. Chronic overnutrition, particularly diets high in sugar, refined starches, and ultra-processed foods, deactivates AMPK, activating a pathway called TRC1, which promotes growth and accelerates aging. If you eat a lot of sugar, a high-fat Western diet, the TOR is always on. And this leads to aging, Alao said. In contrast, dietary restrictions like low-protein diets and intermittent fasting activate AMPK, promoting the cellular cleanup processes that appear crucial for longevity. Basically, the body starts to eat itself, which seems to be important for cleaning all the damaged proteins and so on.